everybody. Mayor Greg Mingarelli here. Today is July 26th, and this is our weekly update. Last week provided some much-needed rain, but at times it came down in torrents. According to the National Weather Service, the next few days will dry out a bit before storms return towards the end of the week. While we love getting precip, we also love our blue skies and sunny days. By the way, if you'd like to know how much rain was officially recorded in the last 72 hours, we have a link below for the interactive map. Sadly, a young 16-year-old girl named Faith Moore was swept out of her vehicle in Cottonwood this past weekend from a low water crossing during a rescue attempt. When she originally called for help, the water was only up to her knees, but within an hour, it had risen to over 8 feet. Currently, numerous search and rescue teams are attempting to find Faith. I hope you will join me in praying for Faith and her family during this difficult time. I also want to express my appreciation for the law enforcement agencies and many volunteers working diligently to find her. A command center has been set up at Mingus High School in Cottonwood. It appears that we may get more rain this week, and with the ground as saturated as it is, flash floods can happen quickly. The Yavapai County Sheriff's Office wants to stress again to the public how dangerous running water can be, even when it looks shallow. A simple decision to cross a road with running water can easily and quickly turn tragic, so be careful out there. The COVID positivity rate in Yavapai County is continuing to rise, and we remain in substantial transmission of COVID-19 due to the new variants that are circulating. According to the Yavapai County Health Department, if you get the vaccine, you are very unlikely to become severely ill to the point of needing to be hospitalized or to succumb to the disease. Federal health officials state that the unvaccinated currently account for 99.5% of deaths from COVID-19. If you've not gotten your vaccine yet, I'd like to encourage you to talk to your healthcare provider to see if it would be a good idea for you to receive one. And there's many places you can get the vaccine very readily. If you do get sick, please get tested. There are several places locally where you can get tested, and Thumb Butte Medical Center has reopened their drive-through testing from 7 to 11 a.m. We'll provide a link below to the list of testing locations. The Arizona Independent Redistricting Commission is seeking local input. They will be in Prescott tomorrow, Tuesday, July 27th. They'll meet at 5 o'clock at Yavapai College in building 19, room 147. They're working to determine the new district areas for state and federal legislators. And you can see that link below. Council meets tomorrow, and there will not be a study session, but we do have a voting session at 3 o'clock. During that meeting, here's some of the highlights. Recognizing the Prescott Office of Tourism as the official destination marketing organization at the request of the state, approving a joint agreement with Prescott Unified School District to provide a school resource officer, a new fee for solid waste customers that will provide an animal-proof container for your trash can, approving the appointment of Matt Padracki as the interim city attorney, and also discussing the upcoming recruitment of a new city attorney, an update on the renovations at the new City Hall building, and finally, a water service agreement for new apartments at the Prescott Gateway Mall. One of the items on the council agenda is the approval of a payment to the Yavapai Family Advocacy Center. This nonprofit agency works closely with the police department to assist victims of child or vulnerable adult abuse or neglect, domestic violence, and sexual assault. They also offer education and training on topics such as victimology, family violence, sexual assault, and/or child abuse. I want to take the time to recognize the value that Yavapai Family Advocacy Center provides to our community and law enforcement. They are associated with Prevent Child Abuse Arizona, and as a 501c3 organization, your donations are tax deductible. Hey, thanks for joining us today. God bless you all, and God bless Prescott.